From any perspective, Syria is a mess. A government attacking its own people, ISIL kidnapping and killing as it tries to extend its own power, the major world powers helping various attackers but also giving humanitarian aid to the victims. So if your job is to help the 6 million displaced people within Syria, where do you start? The Wire's Annie Hastwell met international lawyer Paul White, who's having a brief break in Australia from his job as a senior protection officer for the UN in Syria. She asked him what major problems he has to deal with.
Well, we deal a lot with children, trying to actually keep schools going. We deal with water and sanitation issues so that there is water available to people and sanitation isn't causing a problem in various camps where people are obliged to go. We deal with things like health, so trying to keep hospitals running, to keep doctors in hospitals, to keep health facilities operating. There's a very wide spectrum of things that a protection officer keeps an eye on and supports our other colleagues who are experts in those different fields.
Now, it's hard to imagine just how many problems are created when people are displaced, but I would imagine the most obvious is a kind of breakdown of culture that happens. Do you see that, or are people able to maintain some kind of lifestyle living in tents?
Well, they try and link in with their tribal group or their local community or their religious group. So they try and maintain some collaboration with the people that they're familiar with. But this becomes more and more difficult, especially as some of the people have been displaced 3, 4, 5, or 6 times. Every time they get a little bit settled, there's an attack in that area, it changes hands, so they need to flee again. So each time you get further away from your comfort zone and life breaks down more and more, you also get poorer every time. You can't carry much with you if you've been displaced 4 or 5 times. So it becomes more and more difficult for those displaced inside Syria particularly.
So in terms of your job, who do you report to locally? I mean, it must be very difficult because there's a lot of bad guys in there. I mean, do you have to deal with the Assad government to actually be there, to have a place?
Yes, very much. We'd be in contact with different departments of government through our office in Damascus on a daily basis. I mean, we need visas to get into Damascus, for example. So they're not easy to get, but we sometimes need to apply political pressure from our emergency relief coordinator in New York and other aspects of the UN. So we do manage to get access, but we see getting access as key. And to do that, we must deal with people like the Assad government and others who we might not necessarily agree with their approach, but we still need to deal with them on a daily basis if we want humanitarian access.
On a personal level, how distressing is it to be among the kind of problems you talk about?
Talking, for example, to victims from the ISIS areas, I found incredibly distressing. They were very young girls. They had been brutally raped night after night. Going into details about these things was very difficult for them. So I found them very brave and very resilient in the long run. But it is quite stressing when you're very much in the front line of these operations. But often with the UN, we're not necessarily these days in the front line because we don't get the sort of access that we'd like.
Today we see the release of the Chilcot Report, which is basically an embarrassing moment, it seems, for Tony Blair, for John Howard. The report says that the invasion in Iraq did not have a legal basis. As someone who deals with the very messy end of that invasion, of what it's caused, what's your reaction to that?
Well, I think dealing with international law, generally, I find quite complicated, and I'm sure this report will fall into that category once it's fully digested, which will take a long time because of its length. But, I mean, I notice this in my day-to-day work. For example, in Syria, we have evidence of war crimes being committed by opposition, by ISIS, by the government, day in and day out. Yet, we don't see prosecutions at the international level. So the mechanisms don't match the rhetoric when it comes to international law. We don't really have the mechanisms to be able to prosecute, to be able to take these things to their natural end so that they result in justice. So I suspect the Chilcock report will very much end up in that category, that we end up in a bit of a no man's land in terms of an end result when it comes to international law. And we need to work on this so that we do have mechanisms in place so when we do identify perpetrators of international law, they can actually be prosecuted.
Paul White, Senior Protection Officer working as advisor to the UN Regional Humanitarian Coordinator for the Syria Crisis. He was speaking with Annie Hastwell. Paul will be talking about his work and the situation in Syria at Adelaide's Hawke Centre tonight.